From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting a U.S. military presence in Libya. The U.S. Defense Department acknowledged Wednesday that U.S. military forces have been on the ground in Libya, looking for potential partners in what could soon be an expanded campaign against the Islamic State group. Peter Cook is a Pentagon spokesman.
We've shown in the past a willingness to strike in Libya. We've taken out a key ISIL leader in Libya in the past. But I think it's too soon to say at this point exactly where things will evolve. We're taking a very close look at this situation again. It's not just the United States that's involved here, that has a stake in what happens in Libya. We're continuing, of course, through the State Department to support the effort to forge a government in Libya. And we think that's a critical step in terms of the governance of the country to trying to address the ISIL threat as well. It's not just a military solution here.
Cook described the U.S. contingent as being small, adding they were in Libya at the concurrence of Libyan officials. While not the biggest fighting force in Libya, IS has been growing stronger in recent months, cementing its hold on the city of Sirte and surrounding areas. Sudan's President Omar al-Bashir has ordered his country's border with South Sudan reopened for the first time since the South broke away to become independent in 2011. Wednesday's decision was a major step toward improving relations between the neighboring countries since the South Sudanese seceded and took much of Sudan's oil reserves. Meanwhile, as many as 34,000 people in Sudan's western Darfur region have fled fighting between the army and rebels in the Jebel Mara area, breaking months of relative peace following a ceasefire. It's viewed as a stronghold of the Sudan Liberation Army, which has been battling Khartoum for more than a decade. This is VOA News. The United States is urging all parties invited to this week's Syrian peace talks in Geneva to show up without preconditions. It follows the dispatch of invitations this week by UN Special Envoy Stefan de Mistura to various opposition groups ahead of the scheduled Friday launch of this latest diplomatic effort. Mark Toner is a U.S. spokesman.
So we believe that the HNC delegation and the various factions of the Syrian opposition have an historic opportunity to go to Geneva and propose serious practical ways to implement a ceasefire, humanitarian access, and other confidence-building measures, and that they should do so without preconditions. We believe it should seize this opportunity to test the regime's willingness and intentions and expose before the entire world which parties are serious about a potential peaceful political transition in Syria and which are not.
It was unclear who's planning to take part in the talks. The U.S. and Saudi-backed opposition insists it should be the main primary delegation. Kenyan President Uhuru Kenyatta Wednesday led a memorial service for the soldiers killed while on peacekeeping duties in Somalia. Al-Shabaab Islamist militants claim to have killed 100 soldiers in a January 15th attack. Mr. Kenyatta called for global action against jihadism.
We must also make sure that every single one of those cowards who murdered them will be hunted down and brought to justice, for our soldiers' blood will not be shed in vain. We are fighting a global war that requires a global response.
The service was attended by Somali President Hassan Sheikh Mohamed and Nigeria's Muhammadu Buhari. Nigeria, meanwhile, is dealing with an outbreak of Lassa fever. It has sickened at least 57, killed 34 since it broke out late last year. The disease transmitted by rats and its symptoms are often similar with those of Ebola. Wednesday was Holocaust Remembrance Day, the day 71 years ago that Soviet troops liberated the Nazi-run Auschwitz-Birkenau camp in Poland. A ceremony was held in New York, attended by UN Secretary General Ban Ki-moon.
On this day of Holocaust Remembrance, I urge everyone to denounce political and religious ideologies that set people against the people.
Mr. Bond warned of rising anti-Semitism and anti-Muslim bigotry and called for greater efforts to defend the rights of people everywhere. Outgoing Taiwan President Ma Ying-jeou flew to a contested island in the South China Sea Thursday to reaffirm Taiwan's claim in a dispute with China. Mr. Ma's one-day visit to Ituaba comes amid growing global concerns about maritime tensions. Beijing has claimed sovereignty over most of the South China Sea. The U.S. Wednesday called the visit extremely unhelpful. I'm Victor Beatty, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.